The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. Enjoy them on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content. You find something on there, on the internet that you enjoy, or something that you despise, whatever it is you think our listeners would appreciate or be interested in, you submit it over at freetalklive.com as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. And again, it doesn't have to be news. It can be, you know, something you find on YouTube. And that's what we've been talking about for the last good chunk of the show here is the ARC Music Factory and the producer behind the video, Rebecca Black's Friday, which hit it big on the internet. I think it was last year at this point, about a year ago probably. And now the new video, which is also hitting it pretty big, a new teenage, not even technically teenage, 12 years old, Nicole Westbrook singing It's Thanksgiving. And the videos are similar. The critic over at Cracked.com here is saying that the producer of the videos is evil. Is you know, it's Cracked article, so it's funny. But I think he is serious to some extent with his critique here, that he really does believe that this guy's, you know, a scumbag, essentially taking advantage of these young girls and their parents.
Is he just like miffed because video killed the radio store kind of thing? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's a radio guy or not.
Well, radio versus, I think that he does sound like a you know, aficionado of music and music videos.
Yeah.
Like he's an expert in this field.
Right.
And I get it. You know that there's definitely glazed donuts, and then and then there's pheasant
and
under
there's
glass.
There's coffee with pistache ice cream. Right. Yeah.
No,
this guy's a hater. He loves to hate, and he's probably made a career out of turning it into Cracked articles, or at least in this case he did. But
this video definitely has no
nutritional
value.
His own internal hatred of things onto other people.
I think so, and I think he's also wrong as well. I mean, he's saying that these girls are being taken advantage of, essentially that this guy's evil for what it is that he's doing, when in point of fact he's just giving them what it is that they're looking for, the parents and the girls specifically. But in addition to that, he backs up his claims by saying that with Rebecca Black, who, of course, hit it big time and kind of put these folks on the map over at the ARC Music Factory, the man's name is Patrice Wilson. He claims that if you think it's an overstatement, he says that everyone will hate Nicole Westbrook enough to talk about her for years. If you think that's an overstatement, we've already seen the consequences before. He claims Rebecca Black dropped out of school because of the attacks, and she tried to distance herself from Friday by creating new songs and music videos on her own dime, but the abuse follows her wherever she goes and will follow her for the rest of her life. She's doomed because she was unlucky. Nicole Westbrook's doom, however, was carefully orchestrated, and blame should rest solely on the shoulders of Patrice Wilson. But before we go on, let's link over to what he linked to when he claimed that Rebecca Black dropped out of school over this. It's true, she did drop out of school over harassment from her teenage schoolmates. But kids in school are jerks at, you know, that's just how teenagers are.
Right, I mean, this problem will go next.
And now today on anyway. Rebecca Black Online, you can go and see this beautiful interactive website where she has her new single and video in your own words. It doesn't appear that she needs to be in school. She's probably getting homeschooled and getting a much better education.
Exactly. Good choice
on her
part.
Doing what she wants to be doing.
Right. Good choice on her part for leaving the school. But the article over at Hollywood...
She's performing at House of Blues!
Yeah. The article over at...
this guy ruined her life.
Yeah. Over at HollywoodReporter.com, after it points out that she did leave the school because kids are punks... It goes on to say that Black is seeing positive from all the attention. In addition to Friday being featured on an episode of Fox's hit Glee, she has also since gone to release another video. And so this was obviously written a little while before this one that you mentioned. Her other video called My Moment. She also appeared in Katy Perry's video for Last Friday Night, as you indicated earlier, Michelle, and won the Teen Choice Award for Choice Web Star at Sunday Show. And Friday has earned her a lot of money. While she claims she doesn't know how much she's made off the song, she admits it's enough to cover her college tuition.
So the market likes her.
Right. So again, you know, my point being that for all the hate that's out there, mm-hmm. she's a success.
Sunday, December 23rd, 7 p.m. She's performing in Anaheim at the House of Blues.
That's huge, man. I mean, what a dream. What a dream for her. And, okay, yeah. Did she have to put up with some nasty YouTube comments? Yeah. Did she get some nasty comments from the kids at school? Yeah. That's part of being famous.
Also, you have to drive through these things in order to be successful. I mean, how many rock stars and you know, whatever stars, singing sensations are there out there that haven't been told you stink at some point or another? I mean, people love to hate on Britney Spears, but there's a person that's made a lot of money performing on stage.
So there's a little bit more here from Crack. Besides
being a musical genius.
Let's let him air out the rest of his garbage. Though surely her parents should have known better, right? We can't blame a 12-year-old for wanting to be famous, but her parents are supposed to protect her from disasters like this. How could they let this happen? Well, hang on.
No, they are not. They are not. Parents, it is not the duty and even responsible. It's not responsible of parents to protect their children from every sort of insidious act that's out there that is, you know, that is done in the name of bullying or whatever. I mean, you can't. No, you have to
let your kids grow up.
Right? Yeah.
The internet, but in this case, the parents did advice. Do a deal. Like, the parents did cut this deal for the video. The internet has ushered in a new era, says the Cracked author, where parents are hopelessly out of their depth. Even if they peripherally knew who Rebecca Black was, they didn't likely recognize the red flags in her crumbling life.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, hardly. Rebecca Black is not having her life crumbling. It's getting better. But nonetheless, he goes on, and they also almost certainly didn't know how powerful the internet could be when focusing all its energy on attacking a single person. The enormity and immediacy of internet fame is uncharted territory for most parents of preteens. The closest thing they can relate these music videos to from their own childhood was getting glamour shots taken at the mall. Parents have no context for what Arc Music Factory is trying to do with their child's face because this brand of exploitation is unprecedented.
Well, if as they're painting the picture, they're setting it up as exploitation. I get it's exploitation if what they're saying is true, but I also think that you have a certain responsibility as the customer, and
the buyer beware.
The buyer beware. It's possible these parents don't know that, but I would know. I'm a parent. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else to say. They have a certain responsibility to research people with whom they're doing business.
If they felt at any point that this was inappropriate or, you know, wrong for their daughter, they could have walked away from the deal. I mean, if they thought there was something bad about the production quality or the video that they were being, you know, they didn't just sign an agreement and say, yeah, we're going to sing whatever words you put in this. Our daughter's going to sing anything you put in front of her. They probably had to approve the lyrics and, you know, approve the video and the content and all that.
You would hope.
But there's a little bit more. He says there's so it's no coincidence that throughout It's Thanksgiving, adults are suspiciously absent, even on a holiday that's synonymous with family. This music video is a perfect metaphor for the internet as a whole. The kids seemingly live alone, cook meals unsupervised, live by slogans like dance until dawn without really knowing what that means, and sit around a table giving thanks for the really important things in life, like mashed potatoes. Sorry, there's only one adult in that world. Patrice Wilson is also at the table, the Lord of the Flies, and he's wearing a turkey suit. And in the video, he does put on, you know, he starts out looking in his normal clothing, looks like his normal self, and then later he does put on a turkey suit and looks very silly. And, you know,
silly's fun.
Absolutely it is. And for adults to behave silly in a video aimed at tweens is also fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that Patrice Wilson is willing to look silly as part of this silly video shows to me that he's having as much fun or at least wants to appear as though he's having as much fun as any of the kids in the video. And, you know, to suggest that he's exploiting this girl somehow, I think, it's ridiculous.
But isn't so? Where does exploitation start and stop?
At no point when it's consensual, I don't think.
Right.
I mean, there are people that would say it's exploitive to have interns because you don't pay them, or that we're exploiting you, Michelle, because you're
exactly.
not getting a paycheck here.
Well, I think you could lie to someone.
You take it out in trade. Let him talk. Let him talk.
855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1726.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1769.50, $884.75 for a half ounce, or $442.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1769.50, $884.75, and $442.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring it to anything you want here on this live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program with you tonight. It is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of our many features. We give it away on the whole site. We give it to you. You don't have to pay an access fee or anything like that. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the shrine. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. It's the lady listeners that have taken the time to send in their validated photos or videos showing that they are listeners of the program. So see for yourself, shrine.freetalklive.com.
The most valuable currency in the world, the single unit of a currency in the world, is Bitcoin. Ian, what's Bitcoin up to right now?
I checked it before the show. It was about $12.30.
That's, yep, that's the highest. You can get, you can find out more about Bitcoin.
That's the highest this year, you mean?
That's the highest of any currency in the world.
Oh, the highest of,
compared
okay, gotcha.
To the U.S. dollar, you know, Bitcoins is the most valuable single unit of a currency
it.
Out there.
Can you explain that? For us that, you know.
I don't know that it matters, really.
Oh.
An individual Bitcoin mm-hmm. is worth more.
Sounds impressive to me.
Than an individual unit of any other currency.
It used to be worth less.
Indeed. It used to be pennies.
Yeah.
Even saffron?
I don't know. I mean, is that an individual? I mean, is it what do you consider an
isn't
ounce? I mean, you consider a
yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. And very valuable.
More expensive than gold.
And silver. But what is a single unit of gold or silver? You know, I mean, it's difficult to say.
Right.
So is it a gram? Is it a
yeah,
ounce?
What's a single unit of saffron? And are people using saffron?
I asked
right.
Are people
I
using
think.
Saffron as a currency?
They certainly will if they get the opportunity.
I see where you're coming from, but I saw them for sale at the grocery store today, and they were just right there on the shelf. So if they were really like gold and silver, they'd probably be behind lock and key, I would think.
It's some kind of knockoff thing if it's, if it's a spice. I mean, saffron is, you know, real saffron is extraordinarily expensive.
Spice, baby.
Bitcoins. You can find out more by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got links there to weusecoins.org. That is a you know place where you can find out about Bitcoins, that it's a peer-to-peer open source currency that's available on the internet that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. Blockchain.info, where you can get a free online wallet, where when you download the wallet, it doesn't take a day to download the
yeah.
2 days
nice.
To download the software. It can.
I'm through 2 days right now. On the
You're putting it on a USB
software.
Drive, though, so it's going through the computer onto the USB.
Yeah, maybe that's slowing it down, but I don't know.
Derek J., who is one of our favorite Free Talk Live co-hosts, and he is doing Bitcoin informative information videos for them at peacenewsnow.com.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's blockchain.info, and where to get them at bitinstant.com. So it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right. Let's continue here. Sam is on the line in Texas. Sam, I know you call it out a different reason, but you're somebody that has a lot of video production experience. And you probably have heard most of our, at least a portion of our conversation about this It's Thanksgiving video. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, man. I think it's just pop culture nonsense, personally. I can tell you, though, on my video channel, I logged into the AdSense account. They had been holding the payments forever because I hadn't filled out some stuff, but they never sent the total. And I finally logged in to see what it would be. And since I created my channel, there's a little over $1,000sitting there waiting for them to send me. So, and that's based on, I think my channel has around a little over 1 million views or so.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's
hi getting, Sam,
hi Michelle. If she's getting that kind of numbers, she's probably making some pretty good money from it.
10.8 million views on the It's Thanksgiving video at the moment. So, like I said, you know, she's hitting the target audience she's looking for. You're certainly somebody, Sam, that has you know no small amount of experience in dealing with the haters. I mean, they're going to be out there.
Sure, and you know, I tend to focus on the people that are not as vocal. I know they're out there. I know they're watching the videos. They would send me emails and letters and different things and talking about how it woke them up. You know, I went to a hearing in Keene on the eliminating the death penalty, and the one guy who spoke up in favor of the death penalty after he heard my speech and the way I talked about the system and how it's imperfect and how these bureaucrats are there representing themselves. It really, he came up afterwards and said, you know, out of everyone I heard, you changed my mind on this issue, and I want to thank you for that. So,
right on.
It makes a difference with somebody, and you never know the spark that you're going to create.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to follow your heart. Anyway, Sam, what were you calling about tonight?
Okay, so I got a question for you guys. I want to know if you guys think that earthquakes are just these random things that happen or if they're actually predictable.
I wouldn't know. I mean, it'd be very interesting to find out if scientists could predict earthquakes. I mean, these are moving of tectonic plates, right? I mean, I suppose it's possible that they could predict them. How far in advance, I think, would probably be the guess.
Well, some would say that everything's predictable if you have enough knowledge about the factors that are going into whether or not they, you know, what's going to create them. And the reason why weather is so difficult to predict is because there's so many damn factors going in, and the, you know, all the computer software,
tides, winds,
yeah, all kinds of things. All the computer software in the world can't account for it all. But what do you think, Sam?
I think that the way scientists look at the weather and the causes for it is utter nonsense. And I think that there are people out there who are looking at things like the sun, looking at things like the solar system, and they're creating models. And I have a little proposition for you guys to see if you want to take it. Now, Mark, I can give you some info on just general statistics. You weren't sure if earthquakes were going up or down. And over the last few years, the smaller earthquakes, like 6 magnitude, anything under a 6, is actually going down. But anything,
that's bad, right?
Which is a bummer. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
6 and over, though, is actually on the increase.
And that makes sense that those two things would be happening together.
Right. And in an average month, based on the last 3 years, there's about 182 magnitude 5 earthquakes, 14 magnitude 6, and 1.6 magnitude 7 range quakes.
And that's how many, over what period of time? A month?
That's taken an average of the last 3 years of USGS data. That's okay. In an average month.
Okay.
So
just in the United States?
No, that's worldwide.
Okay.
So they report worldwide, so that's...
Well, yeah. Sam, let me interject here for a second. There was a friend of mine who's into banning fracking and different, he's, you know, on board with alternative energy and what have you. And there was an argument posed by a scientist that, and I say that loosely only because I didn't know him, but, you know, supposedly he was well-respected and everything, that the pulling the oil out of the earth is part of what's causing the earthquakes, because it's like we're removing the...
Some kind of support
the gel. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now it can't, you know, rub smoothly and kind of float around in there.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
There's some truth to that. What I want to do, though, is give you guys a prediction here and see if you're interested in a little bet. And we can donate the winner... and donate the proceeds to charity, something like Shire Sharing or St. Jude. You like that?
I do like St. Jude, yeah.
So what I'm calling for, and, you know, this is based on somebody else's model, a guy named Patrick Garrell, is a magnitude 7.5 earthquake between November 25th and 29th.
Stand by.
Whoa.
I'll take a bet. Do you have a specific geographic location?
Hold on. We'll find out here in a moment. We'll bring Stan back to flesh out this potential bet. 1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens at faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE.
Double.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Yep, we're here live. It is Thanksgiving Day, and I'm
Can you say that?
By the way.
Can you say gobble?
Gobble, gobble.
No, make it cute, though. Yeah, I like that. What are you thankful for?
I am thankful that you're here tonight, Michelle.
Thank you.
Glad to have you and Mark, you as well, every single night. And most thankful for everybody out there listening to the show, all of our great radio stations that air Free Talk Live various times throughout the week, everybody that takes the show online via podcast, live streaming, every single advertiser that is with us currently and has been with us in the past. Gosh, if it weren't for all of you great folks, we wouldn't be able to have fun like this every single night.
Yeah.
And
the great life that I have is entirely owed to the people that you've just listed off.
Not to mention the Free Talk Live amplifiers who really push this show forward.
Sure.
By helping us become more successful on commercial radio, XM, and online as well. Of course, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you haven't, if you'd like to get behind the show with $5 a month, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier and get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast forum, and more. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Also grateful that, I am relatively free-ish. I'm not sitting in a cage at this moment, so that's nice. And it's good to be in a place where we do have the ability to continue to speak. That freedom hasn't been taken from us, so I'm grateful for the freedoms that, that we retain today. I'm not satisfied with what we have, and I think that that's okay. Some people would say, you guys have it so good in the United States, you should just shut up and like it. Well, or if you don't like it, leave, that old line. And
I hate that one.
No, because we can always make things better. And just because it may be good here compared to some places around the world doesn't mean that we shouldn't focus our efforts on making things better here. Because I would like to have a free place to which others around the world can come to. Because ultimately, that's, in my opinion, the best way to help people who are in dire circumstances elsewhere is to create a place where they can escape to. Because there's not that much I can do to help, you know, the people in Iran or in Iran, for instance.
Right.
There's not much I can do. You know, I can't go over there and have much of an effect. I'm just I'd just be the American, mm-hmm. and that wouldn't do much. But if we could have a free place, a place that truly understands and advocates liberty, and open that up, open the doors up to, well, the tempest tossed from around the world, as the Statue of Liberty suggests on her placard, or whatever you call it, the inscription on the Statue of Liberty.
The poor huddled masses yearning to be free.
Yeah, let those people come and make a better life for themselves. That's the best thing you can do, in my opinion, for other people. So thankful to be here now with all of you in this place. Of course, New Hampshire is a great place to be with all my manner of liberty-oriented folks doing wonderful things. And Sam in Texas is back with us here with a challenge or a potential bet. You are betting on earthquakes now, Sam, and you were going to suggest that you think there's a 7.5 at least going to happen between when?
November 25th through the 29th.
And where approximately is this to take place? In the United States?
Well, that's the thing. This is based on Patrick Garrell's work, and what he does is looks at the planetary alignments, like the sun, the earth, the moon, and, say, Saturn. And he's been refining this model over the last couple of years. I've been following him. And essentially what happens is through previous alignments, a planet like Saturn, what he thinks is happening is that it's getting charged up with energy or some kind of electromagnetism. And when it comes into alignment with Earth, it transmits that energy through to the Earth, and it triggers an earthquake at the weakest point. So there's no way to really know where that weakest point is, but I can speculate, and this wouldn't be part of the bet, but based on what we've seen since Fukushima in Japan, which is part of the Ring of Fire that goes, you know, around Alaska,
Pacific Rim,
through California and so on, the earthquakes have been moving. There were several 7 magnitudes in Alaska. A few weeks ago, there was a 7.7 off of Queen Charlotte Island.
So if these things are happening all the time, why would we want to take the bet? I mean, obviously, it's going to be for charity, as you suggested, but, you know, like, why would a betting person want to take a bet on this if what you're saying is these 7.5s are happening frequently? It sounds like you're going to have one.
7.0 to 7.9 only happens 1.6 times per month on average, and I'm calling for a 7.5, which means the odds are less than 1 in 30 that this is going to be right.
Mm-hmm. And but so, you're saying anywhere in the world would qualify if it were a 7.5 or more?
Correct.
Mark, you want to take his bet? What are we betting?
What's the wager?
Bucks.
What's it?
Let's say $100.
I can take that wager for charity because
to the Hunter Knights shelter maybe.
At this point, I think I like Shire Sharing better, and I like St. Jude Children's Research Hospital better. You can pick which one in that case.
We'll let the winner pick.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind losing that bet.
I'll go and have these with you on that, Mark.
Okay, great. I'm interested in what's going to happen, and I think that I like it when somebody's specific, and it seems to me you've been specific
okay,
enough.
Okay, just to be clear,
I'm completely betting out of ignorance, though.
The 25th through the 29th of this month, you're saying that somewhere in the world, and are we talking about which time zone?
We'll say the local time zone where the quake happened. So the date and time of, that's how they're, or I think they're
gotcha.
Maybe reported by UTC, but either one. It should be within that window. It's likely going to happen on the 25th, and if not then on the 28th.
Now, let's get back to the idea here that these planets are somehow transferring energy. I mean, there's no science there, right? That's just some bizarro theory. I mean, obviously there's gravity, right? So you've got the moon, and where the moon is in relation to the Earth affects tides. So we know that gravitational pull can certainly affect things happening down here.
And that's based on Patrick Garrell's theory, which at first he was coming out and he was just basing it on alignments, and he was getting a lot of them wrong. But since he figured out that there are certain combinations of planets that really tend to charge up the outer planets And then when those come into alignment, it triggers a quake. He's been predicting magnitude 6 and 7s, 13 out of the last 14 in a row.
So is this kind of like, you know, if we put it in simple terms for people out there, including myself, is this kind of like, well, when I eat onions and garlic and I do headstands, I burp?
Yeah,
and it's like one of those things where, like, you know, these things have lined up, and so it causes
changes, I think, within the core of the earth that puts stresses on the plates and the weakest point breaks. And the reason that I'm sort of putting this bet out there, I don't care if I win or lose, but what his model shows for December 21st, which just happens to be the end of the Mayan calendar, is a magnitude 10 or greater.
Mark told me that's not true, Sam. He told me during a break once that the Mayan calendar is already over.
I've studied it probably, I think, a little more than Mark, and I guarantee you it's not.
Well, what about the switch from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar and the introduction of Leap Day?
Right.
Didn't that put the Mayan calendar back in the end of the world back in July?
Actually, the Mayan calendar is far more accurate than the Gregorian calendar, and Pope Gregory actually spent huge sums of money setting up the calendar that we have today so that December 21st, 2012 would coincide with the end of the Bakhtun in the Mayan calendar, and described in the Dresden Codex. You see the return of the sky dragon, and he's spitting out this blue water, which could be talking about things like Hurricane Sandy.
Now, let me ask you, what are you doing to prepare for December 21st?
Well, you know, I'm creating my own homestead out here.
I'm coming to visit you, by the way.
That'd be fantastic.
Yep.
I've put ponds in. I have a well, and I went to a pottery and helped learn how to demolish it. And
I want to hear more about what's going to happen, Sam. Call us another night. Tell us more about your predictions for the 21st. Because I mean, even Fox News is trying to gin up fear surrounding this. And so I am interested in this. We've got to move on. But I appreciate the call tonight. And I guess the bet is on for this charitable bet. So follow up with us on that. We'll see more here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Thanks, Sam.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Lunch is ready! and it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You 855-453. We've got enough time for your thoughts here tonight. If you don't get them in tonight, no problem. We do this show 7 nights per week live, even on holidays, because we're here live on this Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. And
I love that.
It is Ian here with you, by the way.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Michelle, you're going to be taking a journey, I understand. We might not be hearing you behind a microphone for a while on Free Talk Live.
I know. I'm going on a road trip.
That's exciting.
You know, it's funny. People are like, why are you moving? Well, for one thing, I have not lived in one home for as long as I have. I've been here for 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
since I was like 10.
Boy, you just like to pack up your stuff, huh?
I'm a gypsy. I can't. It's just,
you have to buy an RV then.
Yeah.
You keep it all in one place. You have to move it all the time.
So, yeah. So as I was explaining to you guys, you know, I've mentioned this on the show, the government, California Tax Franchise Board, has levied my bank account so I can no longer, you know, receive money. I've got a default judgment against me from a man who was a former landlord who, as his attorney said, they think I have deep pockets, so they're going after me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, New
Hampshire.
The default
judgment means that you intended to go to court, but they gave you the wrong date and you lost.
I was in Florida, so I didn't show up for a scheduling conference. It wasn't even the trial.
It wasn't trial.
Yeah, and they wouldn't vacate the judgment and let me, you know, whatever. So fine. But it's just, you know, I'm going to be homeless. And I'm kind of like, I'm really scared, but I'm also excited about that. And one of the reasons why I'm choosing to not go seek out a home and instead just be on the road is because I kind of want to be a pioneer. I think that there are going to be a lot of people that are homeless here soon, and way more than what people imagine. And we're going to see something like a Hooverville. You know, we'll see an Obamaville before too long.
What does that mean?
Well, Hooverville was the, you know, like basically
shanty towns.
Yeah, like
during the Depression.
Yeah, and So yeah, I'm going to take off and see what it's like to try to get a driver's license without a without an address,
mm-hmm.
to live without a bank account, you know, my kids, people always say to my children, oh, you're so lucky that you don't have a Social Security number and that your mom didn't get that to you and blah, blah, blah. And Omar, who just turned 19, is like, really? You try it. It's not so easy, you know. And so I'm always talking to people about, you know.
He could get one if he wanted one, though, right?
Sure. But he's trying to exist and thrive. Not just exist, but he wants to thrive without one. And he's going to go as long as he can. And so we keep finding ways to, like, extend that out, you know. And so I'm going to take this time while I'm kind of, you know, forced into homelessness in some ways to try to turn it for good and try to be an example and see what it's like out there and whether or not it can be done.
There's a blog that you're going to be working on, I guess, would be a good way for people to kind of follow what your adventures will entail.
Yes, michelle7.com.
And there's one L in Michelle.
There is, but if you put in two, it goes to my...
Oh, you got them both.
I did.
That's good. All right. Oh, so Michelle
don't know how to spell Michelle.
And it's 7, S-E-V-E-N. And yes, that is actually my name on my birth certificate and everything. A lot of people have thought...
Yeah, a lot of people don't believe that.
Right, yeah.
So michelle7.com, blog site, is it online already?
It is, just with like an opening page thing. Okay. Coming soon, I'm launching it on my 45th birthday, which is in 2 weeks.
Will you call us now and then and check in from the road?
And I'm going to become a sponsor.
Ooh.
I know.
That's exciting.
I know, but I'm going to have to be selling something so that you guys can have a little thing that you know, do.
I see something you might be selling there on the Michelle7.com.
What's that? No, I don't have fishnets on the picture.
You'll keep us in the loop, Michelle. I appreciate that.
No, you don't have fishnets between you and the bear.
Let's go back to the phones, though, guys. We got James on the line in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
James, you got to speak up. I'm so loud, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. So, that last caller really bummed me out. I mean, if the Mayan calendar runs out and it's the end of the world and all these states are beginning to legalize cannabis and then the end of the world happens...
Yeah, but you can be smoking out while it ends.
He's in Kentucky.
Oh.
I guess I got to move to Colorado in the next however many days, but...
I don't think I'll be making any special plans for...
Sam didn't claim the end of the world. He claimed a 10.0 earthquake, which is going to be a big one.
Well, he believes something's going to happen on the 21st, and we'll have
That's
Sam...
What he claimed.
I'm sure Sam will call back, as I had suggested, and we'll get more of what his vision is for that. But I can't really say I'm going to be too concerned about waking up on the 22nd.
Well, people say paradigm shift, too.
Somebody's going to be out of $100, I guess.
Yeah, and it goes to a good cause. That's the reason I took it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So I have a couple questions, and I'll get off the line. But the first question is, I've heard Mark say in the past that listeners or callers have changed his view or stance on things. I don't know if Ian or Michelle, if that's the same with you guys.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I've learned all kinds of things from callers on this show.
Well, and my question is, you know, could you give some examples of that? And then the other question, and then I'll get off the phone, is what's in the silver briefcase behind Mark?
Wouldn't you like to know? You go to cam.freetalklive.com and see our uranium
transportation unit. You got that stuff
from
Adam and Eve, the adamandeve.com site, right?
Oh, no, it's not a uranium ding-dong. It's just...
It's an old laptop case that the strap is missing on, and it's complete. I think it might have, like, a USB cable in it, but otherwise it's empty. Stuff that we've learned. Mark, anything that you can think of? That's a tough one for me just on the spot.
Specifically, what I can come up with right away is over time, most of my statist ideas were stripped away, at least the concerns in those areas. And, you know, I would say that...
You used to be for marijuana decrim, but that's about it as far as the war on drugs.
That's, you're talking about when I first started, yeah.
We've been doing this for 10 years.
In 10 years, right. The... listeners, when we first got on GCN, somebody called in about gold backing, currency being backed by gold and things like that. And we just, laughed them off, completely ignorant about the ideas of, fiscal soundness or whatever. And we just laughed at them and said, gold causes inflation? Or, you know, what, you know, just complete ignorance in this area.
I don't even remember that. I'll take your word for
it. It's been so. We were in the 1220 studios at the time.
Okay.
This was when we were still on weekends, so it was one of the first two shows or something.
Yep.
No, that's not exactly right. Anyway, it was one of the first couple of months. And, you know, so, yeah, they basically stripped away some of these concerns I have in the area of, statism and that kind of thing.
James, thanks for your call in tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
Can't think of one, Ian?
Is on the line. There's been so many in my memory. You know, I can't even tell you what I did yesterday. let's go to Nick listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. But I know that absolutely. I mean, I've changed my perspective on a variety of different things over the years. I'm not the same person today that I was 10 years ago. I'm a lot, less angry for one thing. Like, that's been a big change for me. But let's go back to the phones here. Nick, you're on the line.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Wow.
Hi, Nick.
I had no idea you were going to leave. So is this going to be your last time on Free Talk Live?
Well, for now, I don't know. Maybe I'll call in. It'll be like Occupy Wall Street, where I get to like chat with y'all from some great adventure.
I'll miss our back and forth. You know, you were my first call.
Aww.
And you're
Michelle likes it like that.
Yeah, I like to be the first. Yeah, I do. So I like your voice. I'm gonna miss that, Nick.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss yours.
Oh, big group hug.
Love fest.
Sometimes I used to dream of moving up to New Hampshire and meeting you some night.
Oh, God.
This is going too far for me.
I think I'm actually blushing. I can't tell. I'm getting hot, though.
Everything seems to be, your freckles seem to be matching with the rest.
I know. Well, and I'm not wearing any panties, so.
Oh, my.
Take your word for it.
All right. So, Nick, did you call just a gush all over Michelle? In the nicest possible way, of course.
Yeah. This is radio.
Yeah. No, I'm the one who's blushing.
Well, yeah, Nick, actually, since the last caller asked if, you know, we've learned anything, you have actually taught me some things. You've, you know, corrected me about some things, including, I think, my grammar, which is hard to do.
I know. I've been corrected on that a number of times yeah. by folks on the BBS pointing them out to me. Nick, thanks for the call, man. We are out of time for this live Turkey Day edition of Free Talk Live. Yeah. There you go. Michelle, we're going to hear from you on the road, I'm sure, because wherever you go, interesting things will happen.
Thank you.
And we would like to hear about them. And it's been Ian here with you.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us for the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. Be sure to tell us your Black Friday stories tomorrow.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.